Basically, this is what a sacramental universe means. The whole course of creation is turned toward the redemption of Zion. The stars in their courses have been ordained to make Zion possible. There is no portion of the universe that passes out of the divine control, and every part and particle of it is geared to bring to pass his kingdom here upon earth. And if we are alert, if our eyes and our hearts are open, we can hear him speaking to us in the world around us. Furthermore, if our eyes and hearts are open, we can hear him speaking to us inside us, in the inner man, in the inner soul. Gentlemen, there's no way that I can tell you what you ought to do. What kind of a preacher would it be, or minister would it be, to write down a list of your faults on the blackboard and tell you you ought to get rid of them? You know what impedes the coming of the kingdom in your life, don't you? I know what impedes it in mine. And I would suppose that every other man is like I am, that as the Spirit ministers to him, so he becomes more and more and more aware of his limitations. And with this awareness, there comes the sweet, enticing invitation of the Spirit to have done with lesser things, to do the things we know we ought to do, to do the things he puts in our hearts to do by the power of his Spirit. This is the road to endowment. This is the pathway which it is designed that we should walk. And I trust, brethren, as we continue with these lectures, the good Lord will open our minds and our hearts, that we can come to know more perfectly what he requires of us. We know what he really requires of us is a full devotion of heart and mind to the things of his kingdom. I'm so glad to be with you men. I'm so glad to look into your faces and see the expectancy is there, that is there. And I'm so glad to be associated with you in this great and glorious work which God has inaugurated in these the last days, and which he will by his own vow see to its completion.